Good morning, 7:13 with Mike and Casey and a special guest.
Yeah, Westchester County Executive George Latimer. He's been a frequent guest during the past year. I can't believe it's been a year. George Latimer, where are we today on March 26th?
Well, Mike, Casey, I think we're in a better place than we've been at any point in time recently. About 2 months ago in January, the COVID numbers were still pretty rough. In Westchester, 11,500 active cases then. Now we're down to about 5,300, so that's a drop of half, more than half, in active cases. Hospitalizations were almost 600 then. Now we're under 300. And, you know, the fatality situation is never pleasant to talk about, but those numbers have been reduced, you know, fairly dramatically. So I think if we're thinking that we're in a tunnel and we're heading toward the light, and the light is because of vaccinations, we're heading toward the light. So to that extent, progress has been made, and the weather's getting better. More things are going to happen outside, and I think this spring, summer, fall, things are going to look a lot better than they looked a year ago.
Great. What can you see happening in the Westchester, say, parks, for instance, this coming season?
Well, probably the biggest thing is, you know, we made the decision to open Playland, the county-owned amusement park in Rye, right near where I live. Last year, we couldn't open. I mean, the governor had an order to keep all of these things closed, but we knew we couldn't do it because we figured there was really no way to manage during the middle of the pandemic. But now we think we've got a game plan. You know, it'll reduce the attendance. We'll reduce the amount of days it's open, yada, yada. But at least, you know, those kids who enjoy a summertime trip or two to Playland will get to enjoy it. And we intend to open our beaches and pools as we did last year. Same thing this year coming up. I think you're going to see some concerts in the park. I mean, they'll be socially distanced, but last year we didn't even do them. And this year I think you'll see them in some of the local towns and what have you. Certainly some of our things like golf and bicycle Sunday were big last year because they were socially distanced activities, and those things will continue. So, you know, I think there's going to be a sense that, and particularly when people start getting vaccinated. I mean, I'm not a kid. I'm in my sixth decade, and I've got my first shot. I'm waiting for my second shot. It's always the topic of the day for people in my age category. But once people get the vaccination, and we've almost vaccinated 30% of Westchester, people start to have a greater sense of confidence that they can go out within reason and interact. And so that will give us a greater positive vibe, I think, in the county.
We're talking with George Latimer, the Westchester County Executive. You mentioned vaccinations. I have heard nothing but glowing reports of the operation that was installed by the state with your help at the county center in White Plains. Are you equally impressed by what they've done there?
I have to tell you, Mike, every place I go, including last night on a couple of Zoom calls, and you know, people are saying exactly what you described. The state operations with the help of Westchester Medical Center, which is the medical partner, and the county, we have certain logistical things that we do to assist it, have really worked it out well. In the beginning, as in anything, it was a bumpy couple of days. And we had a couple of days where snow was coming in, where people kind of jammed the lines. But with one or two exceptions, it's really going well. We have two county clinics in Westchester, one at the community college and one at our downtown White Plains clinic. And we're probably doing about a quarter of what's happening over at the county center, but that adds to it. And then the state and FEMA opened up a rather large site down in Yonkers at the Armory, and they've been going for, you know, 3-4 weeks. And so that's what's really helped us get those vaccination numbers up. The more places are available, the smoother they operate, the more people you can get through. You get 2,500 people through the county center on a, you know, if you've got it managed right per day. And so that's what's really helped us get our vaccination numbers up. Plus, the J&J's come on board now, which is a one-shot thing, and we use those vaccines to get to our homebound seniors and then also pop-ups, meaning temporary places in some of the smaller locations where you're not going to come back twice. But with J&J, it's one shot is good. So I think all of those things have contributed to a better set of numbers.
Great. Westchester County Executive George Latimer, 30% of Westchester vaccinated. What are we looking at now financially for the county?
Well, you know, the federal program that was passed, the Biden Recovery Plan, has money in it directly for county governments, city governments, and town governments, and then the villages have to work through the towns on a formula to get a piece of what the towns allocated. But the money really provides us some resources that we need, And I say that because we're not going to be fully back in sales tax. We're not going to be back on hotel occupancy tax revenues because the economy is still closed in certain significant ways. People aren't traveling, not staying in hotels, no business meetings. You know, people are out in the marketplace buying things, but not to the same degree they would normally. So the revenue that we've gotten targeted from the Feds will help us over the course of this year and into next year. And, you know, there's certain responsibilities that we have that have exploded because of this. We're trying to help people who need food. We're trying to support food pantries, Feeding Westchester. Last year, we contributed $5 million to the feeding program, and now with some federal assistance, we can do it again. We also were helping small businesses that needed not loans, but grants to help them do things to stay afloat. Last year, we were able to help about 300-plus small businesses, and now with this money from the Feds, we'll be able to do that again this year. So, it's not the, oh, here's a bunch of money, you know, throw it away. Use it for those things that have been created because of the pandemic. It's not going to be there once the pandemic is over, but then if we go back to normal, we'll have normal revenue streams to run our programs on.
We're talking with George Latimer. My final question is for people listening who still have not been able to book an appointment. Any recommendations, especially for Westchester residents that are your constituents?
I would say stay current with the various websites. I mean, assuming that you have a computer and you have, you know, that comfortable nature of being able to go on to the state website. Also check our WestchesterGov website, because now we're starting to get special allocations of doses that come in and they're available for a couple of days. But it takes persistence. You have to go on the line. You have to go online. You have to kind of look a couple of places. If you know the local pharmacy in your area, stay in touch with what they're doing. If you have a doctor or medical practice that he's part of or she's part of, stay in touch with them, because some of these opportunities might just sort of come up very quickly. And if you're right on top of it, you can take advantage of it. But if you sit back, you know, then and you just do one thing once a day, it won't be enough for you to get it. It's still more demand than there is supply. So you have to hustle. I guess that's the story of life.
Yes, right. You got to hustle. Westchester County Executive George Latimer, thank you for being always available to us during this time, and we look forward to seeing you in person get that second shot.
Oh, man. Enjoy the time, and thanks for your good work on the year.
Thank you, sir. It's 7:21.